this. Okay, coming up next, I talked a little bit about Cards Against Humanity. This young lady is their events manager. Also, she, I think, knows everybody on the internet. I manage a comic book store, and one day I was just talking to a customer from Boston about cards, and he mentioned, oh, I'm friends with someone in the office online. Obviously, it could only be Ms. Trin Garitano.
Hi, thanks. I've been drinking. That's not a mistake at all. I'm sorry, but my story is kind of a bummer. So I got the theme of conventionally speaking, and I thought, did I want to talk about conventions or speaking? And I went with speaking, and I want to talk about the first time I ever spoke out loud on World of Warcraft. So I played games solo my whole life. Like, I started out on, like, my Apple II, and I graduated my Compaq when I was, like, 10. And then, you know, PC rigs from there and there and there. And never in my life did I ever want to game with another human being. Why would you do that? You're a gamer. You're doing that because you don't want to talk to people. But then my brother introduced me to World of Warcraft as a way to kind of keep in touch when he went to college. And I was like, okay, cool. Let's do this. And suddenly I was in this freaking magical world where there's millions of nerds everywhere. Everywhere. Like, doing magic and having swords. And there were real people. And I just wanted to do friendship at them so badly. I was like, you're going to be my friend, and you're going to be my friend, and we're going to be friends forever. And it did not work out that way, like, even a little bit. Because there's this thing that people do to you when they meet you and they say ASL, which is something that happened way back in the day, like 10 years ago when I was playing World of Warcraft, but you have to answer the S, which means sex, which means I'm a woman, now you're doing winky faces at me suddenly. This is real strange. So I decided instead to have an alter ego, and every time somebody asked me what my name was, I said I was Eddie from Akron, Ohio, a place I've never been. I don't know anybody named Eddie, but I did have a girlfriend named Samantha who thought I just spent way too much time playing World of Warcraft. She just wouldn't get off my back about it. That part was actually partially true, because I had a cool boyfriend in a band named Sam who would make fun of me every time I played. So I kind of felt Eddie there. But I really got into character. Like, people would see me in the inn and be like, yo, Eddie, what's up, bro? I'm like, not much, bro. What's going on? You want to run something? Let's do this, you know? It was not really very me, but it worked out really well. Until, and I think a lot of people who play MMOs feel me on this, if you want to do a complex dungeon, you have to start talking with your voice. You have to get on Ventrilo and you have to talk to people. And when Naxxramas was a thing, and it was a thing at one point, I promise you, like 7 years ago, we were on the hardest boss. I was running a pickup group with this 10-man dungeon people. And they're like, okay, dude, it's time. Dude, you gotta get on your mic. We gotta talk to you. Like, it's complex now. Let's go. So I get on the mic, and I'm like taking deep breaths. I'm like breathing into a bag. I'm like, this is not gonna go well. And I'm like, hey guys. 20 seconds of silence. Like, at least 20 seconds. And then they just laughed. We're like, I want to say it was 20 minutes, but it was probably more like 1.5 or 2. And I was like, this is not going to work. It was like that moment in the Mighty Ducks when the cool, like, girl player takes off her helmet and her hair's, like, flowing back. And it's like, a woman, wow, you know? But yeah, then they were real mean. They were real mean for a real long time, and I actually pulled one of them aside, and I was like, hey dude, like, we need you to back me up, like, they can't keep making fun of me because I'm a girl and it sucks. And he's like, well, why don't you stop talking, because every time you talk, it reminds them that you're a girl. He's like, no, boo. And so I quit World of Warcraft forever. Except it didn't happen, because when you quit World of Warcraft forever, that doesn't work. You come back. It is a poison in your blood forever. You get the shakes. You want to get that loot. So I came back, and I came back after I discovered college feminism, which is like such a watershed moment in a young woman's life. And for every, and I was told I couldn't swear, so for every F I could not give, I got better at that game. I could not give a flying F. I could not give a walking nor a crawling F about anybody and anything that anybody said. To the point where the top guild in our server asked me to audition. And I did. And that day that I ran with them, I found out where all the women on my server were. The guild leader was a woman. The top DPS was a woman. And the top healer was also a woman.
Thank you so much. For younger ears, F means fun.